Good morning to the Interbet team. Gravel on the polytrack for a nine-race program. And this program, I must tell you, is pretty difficult. First race is off at 12 o'clock. Open maiden plate, 1,200 meters. Well, because it's a maiden handicap, the two-year-old Northern European only carries 57.5 and should be the right horse here. He's got really, really good form against some decent runners, run against some of the best in Joburg. And that would give it a very big chance here because the horses that are drawn towards the outside, Siam Belela, 14-10 favorite, and certainly not in at the weights with 62 on his back. And then Miss Danon, got 60 on his back, claim we're 1.5, would have a chance in an open maiden because it's come down 3 points from the open maiden when it ran on the 28th of January and ran pretty well there. Showed pace, comes back in trip, and Rachel Venica on it. I think this horse is really a big price now. Blinkers have been fitted at 14-1. So put that into all your play, Miss Danon. First leg of the bipod race, 2, class 5, 1,200 meters. Here you get another two-year-old. De Gelden is a 9-10 favorite, and who knows, should be able to win a race like this as a poor field. Queen Fenn loves the course and distance. What a star, the Bass runner number 7. 3 good runs on the poly and could go really well here as well. The Acacia's Blossom is another that's worth considering with a 2.5 claimer. The draw is a concern, but Marks Jacobson rode her pretty well when she ran second to Amafort. Race 3, middle stakes, fillies and mares, 1,000 meters. Captain's Christie, overpriced at 16-1. Course and distance, 2-1. And Dickon rides it pretty well. But the Cotson team owns the key. They have Catch a Penny, number 4, which is 1 from 1 for Veal, and course and distance, 1 from 1. And then Disting, really classy filly, but gone the poly twice and not featured. Magical Sky actually should beat Catch a Penny on collateral form line. 3.5 kilos better off for 1.2 length beating, and Pillay has ridden at 1 for 1. So Magical Sky is really worth including. Kaitera, not a bad last run. Race 4, maiden plate, 2,000 meters. 2 Vixen's War. Another one from the Cotson Yard, but they got 2 in here that are both fancied horses. 6 Take the Green Light and Vixen's War. Chad Little's a stable rider. That's why Take the Green Light's a favorite, number 6. Poly debut, so we don't know how she'll go there. Whereas Vixen's War ran very well on the poly, getting beaten by Vance Spirit, who I think is extremely useful. Peeping Tom got some sort of chance. Race 5, D Stakes, 2,000 meters. Day 2 won a maiden, but this might be a big improver as a 4-year-old twice over, bred to go the trip. Ran once on the poly, ran extremely well. So that goes into all your play. Of the rest of them, State Capital, I would fancy third run after a rest, but gets an apprentice and is drawn 11. Shiny Bob, got good form, improved last start, and that's number 5. Number 6, Circle of Grace, loves the poly, well worth considering putting in, as does number 9, Many Waters, good last start. Rachel's won on it and ran a couple of places. Race 6, class 4, 1,800 meters. Chill in the Air. I thought this might be the big runner here. Gets a blinker strike. I think this horse has got more ability than is rated at 82. Number 3, 6 Hotfix. Won 8 out of 8 on the poly. So you can never ignore a horse like that's chances. Put it into everything. 6 Master Duvray. Loves the poly. Course and distance 1-1. And Damela's ridden it 4 times. 2 wins, 2 places. Goes into everything. And Dixon's in great form. And the Wolf, number 8. Certainly worth including. Jackie gets a leg up. Prince of Troy is the find of the race. This is 20-1. Ran twice on the poly, one, and then he ran 5th, which was his second run after a rest. I think this horse will go really well. Put him into all your play. 7th race, class 4, 1,600 meters. 2 Next of Kin looks to me to be the right horse. I can't see anything that can beat him in this race, and I'm going to banker him in everything. 2 very good runs. He goes back on the poly. Only got beaten by Numzai last time he ran on the poly. He looks cherry ripe here. Race 8, class 5, 1,400 meters. Jazz Diva would be my top choice, but gets an apprentice. Claimed 4, but I think that she'll go extremely well. Mystic Rouge, number 3, Vaughn Spirit won a maiden, and then Brew of Ice, 7-year-old Battler. They all got chances. It's a shocker. Nebulous might easily come into the race as a winner. Ran 3 times on the poly and ran well all 3 times, but hard to find something in this race. Race 9, D Stakes, 1,000 meters. 2 Charasans, looks absolutely the right horse. 4 wins and 9 places on the poly, gets a very good apprentice, should go well. Lunch Money might be a danger, number 10. And then Capolina got some form as well. From me, James Goodman, signing off for Interbet. Have a great day.